Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Dapim Yudalad and Tesvav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vavamid Beis on the 11th line, Rabbi Zeira Rabbi La. Rabbi Zeira Rabbi La, Rabbi La Zub Hashem Rabbi Hoshia, Chad Oma, Kvar Yotzu, Roiv Gishmei Shana Kula, Kvar Ruba Shal Tkufa Mi Bechutz. Rabbi Zeira Rabbi La, Rabbi La Zub quoting Rabbi Hoshia disagreed over why the Rosh Hashanah for trees is the 15th of Shvat. One said that most of the rains of that entire year have already fallen, and the sap has risen in the trees, thereby causing the fruits to begin budding, even though most of the season has not yet passed. V'chorona amar, ad kan hen chayim mimei hashona she'avra, mekam veilech hen chayim mimei hashona haba. The other one said that until this point the fruits have grown from the rains that fell in the previous year, but from the 15th of Shvat the fruits grow from this year's rains. V'liyadin manam adar manam adar. We don't know which chacham said each of these explanations. Ma dam Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Lav v'shem Rabbi Hoshia, kvar yotza roiv gishmei hashona kula, v'kvar roiv hatkufa mibachutz, Rabbi Zeira du Omer, ad kan ein chayim mimei hashona she'avar, v'kamelech ein chayim mimei hashona haba. The answer is from the statement of Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Lav, Rabbi Lav, quoting Rabbi Hoshia, that the reason is that most of the rains of that entire year have already fallen. This shows that Rabbi Zeira gave the other reason, that until then the fruits have grown from the previous year's rain. It was the story of Rabbi Kiva who picked an esrog and treated it with the stringencies of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who disagree over which day is the Rosh Hashanah of the trees. During the second year of the Shemitah cycle, one separates Maisa Sheni. In the third year, one separates Maisa Ani, which is for the poor. Beis Shammai hold that the new year falls on the first of Shvat, meaning that after that, one must separate Maisa Ani after the first. Beis Hillel hold that it's on the 15th of Shvat, but before that, one still separates Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Kiva would separate both types of Maisa during those 2 weeks. Why was this only true to an esrog? For any tree, this should also apply. Tani kachomi Rabbanan Gamliel, kachomi Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara answers and advises not because of the dispute of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, rather he was stringent for the opinions of both of Gamliel that the Maisa of an esrog follows the time it was picked, and the Eliezer that its Maisa follows the time that it budded. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer al Beis Hillel in an Havi. The Gemara asked, did Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer disagree with Beis Hillel? Surely they agree with him. If so, when he picks it on the first of Shvat, both the budding and the picking occurred in the same year, means in the second year. And Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Tipate Shechonat Kodim Netesvav Shvat, Sheshnia Benechzal Shilishis. And we answer from Rabbi Yosef Rabun that when it budded before the 15th of Shvat of the second year, coming to the third year, and he picked it after the 15th. Adas Rabbi Gamliel, Yisurei Oni, Kondring Amliel, one must separate Maisa Oni as an Esug follows its picking. Adat Rebeleze, Esuri Sheni, and a Kondring Rebeleze, one must separate Maase Sheni. Ma Asa Karashem al Maase Sheboi Uvduyov, Renosnula Oni. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He declared part of it to be Maase Sheni, and then redeemed it onto money and gave that money to a poor man.